politics can be a downer. We understand. Well, don't get down. Get excited. God is at work. We'll tell you about political conflict and the effects on Yemen and Ukraine, plus a report on leadership and training in the Philippines. I'm Greg Yoder, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran's nuclear deal means no more economic sanctions, which could eventually cause a lot of problems for Christians in Yemen. Open Doors' David Curry explains with the influx of money, it could be a game changer in the fight for control of the country.
Yemen is the next door neighbor to Saudi Arabia. They have kept it dependent upon them. Iran sees this as an opportunity to destabilize somebody who has been their enemy within the region. So it's a proxy for the greater issues between those two countries.
A remnant church is going underground or leaving. Curry warns,
it will greatly destabilize the region if there's no expression of Christian faith. It's helpful to that region to have Christians being salt and light.
Why does their absence matter so much?
These are folks that are adding the peaceful part of society. They're contributing in a helpful way. I think that the natural outgrowth of the teachings of Jesus creates great citizens.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. We've got more about the Sunni versus Shia conflict, prayer needs, and a petition drive at missionnews.org. While the Sunni-Shia conflict is creating problems for Christians in the Middle East, the Russia-Ukraine war is impacting kids in Ukraine. One of the summer camps run by the membership of Christian churches is being relocated from eastern Ukraine to the west, where it's safe. With the political uncertainty, camps like this one will ultimately help the next generation find the truth of Christ through God's Word and the testimonies of camp volunteers. This is Mission Network News. For kids growing up in the streets of India, survival is the name of the game. Far Corners Missions President Gary Bishop tells us why children's homes are so crucial for the kids.
They really learn the hard lessons of life of how to get by scheming and finagling and even cheating or stealing or whatever they have to do to get by.
Because of this attitude, the selfless love of Jesus is a concept completely out of place. As the ministry pours God's love into the children, some of the kids are giving right back to the community. One little girl named Shanti found that one of her classmates at the school didn't have enough food or clothes. The two of them now eat snacks together after school and take turns wearing Shanti's clothes. The girls now come to the children's home together to play with their new friends and hear the word of God.
We know that Jesus pushes his love out to other people as we show it to others.
The kids at the children's homes are sponsored by people just like you, and you can make more of these stories possible with a link at our website. James 1:22 tells us to be doers of the word, not hearers only. Just like the little girl in India we just mentioned, Eminem's Reagan Jose is living out this verse in the U.S. He and his team of teens are sharing the gospel in word and deed on a short-term mission trip to Philadelphia's inner city. As they demonstrate God's love to forgotten kids and overlooked adults, seeds of gospel truth are planted and watered. I hope you'll keep them in your prayers. And it's safe to say that we all need someone to show us what living out James 1:22 looks like. For Rowenda Mendoza, that mentor was the Hagia Institute.
Before going to Hagia, I was already a leader. But after Hagia, it was like I was given a shot that made me go faster, see things clearer, communicate better. You could probably liken me to a car driving at 50 miles an hour. And then I go to Hagia, and now I'm going 150 miles an hour.
Mendoza leads a ministry in the Philippines that helps people get out of poverty. Along the way, people are introduced to Christ and the salvation that he offers.
The changes, people going to church, people conducting their own Bible studies, that happens quite successfully.
You can impact leaders around the world by supporting Hagia. We'll show you how at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'd like to give you a tool to help you pray for the world a little more effectively. Get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up. It's free. Go to missionnews.org. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. I'm Greg Yoder.